AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The airline that owns the Russian passenger jet that crashed Saturday in Egypt, killing everyone on board, is talking about why the plane went down. But Russian officials are warning there is just not enough information yet to say what happened. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow with word that the airline is calling this an external impact.
Alexander Smirnov, the deputy general director of the company, ruled out a technical fault or a pilot error and said that it could have only been external impact. However, he could not specify what could have caused it and what type of impact it could have been.
Metrojet says the crash likely was not caused by a technical fault or pilot error. Under arrest at the Vatican, a Monsignor and another person, both arrested in the investigation into leaks of confidential documents. The Monsignor is a Vatican employee, while the other person, a woman, had served on a commission set up by Pope Francis in 2013 as part of his drive to reform the Vatican's finances. No other details available yet. There may not be any crying in baseball, as Tom Hanks famously said in the movie, and there may not be much sleeping either for the next few days. The parade will be tomorrow in Kansas City for the World Series champion Royals.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions.
Kansas City fan William Paddock was watching at home in Washington.
Hallelujah, baby Jesus. We have won the title.
Losing Mets manager Terry Collins says he won't be sleeping much for the next few days. A 28-year-old woman is recovering after apparently being bitten on the leg by a shark as she waded into the ocean off Florida's Cocoa Beach. This is AP Radio News. Sign-ups underway on the government's health insurance website. Season 3 now. Our Violet Ikonomova is in Washington with word the president's health care law appears to be approaching its limits, though.
There are two major issues that stand in the way of getting more people insured. Costs are going up on private plans sold through healthcare.gov. And with elections on the way, Southern Republican-led states are unlikely to expand Medicaid. This is important because a lot of the uninsured are trapped in the so-called Medicaid gap. They can't get health insurance through healthcare.gov because the law doesn't allow people below the poverty line to use the exchanges. The Obama administration has set a modest sign-up target for 2016 of about 10 million private insurance customers. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter tells us he feels fine after treatments for tumors on his brain. He said doctors don't know yet how well the treatments are doing fighting the cancer. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.